From my couch, I'm worried. I have a fever. But I'm still my own person. It started with my parents. They didn't know what they wanted. They just wanted me to cooperate. They sent me to school and church. I had friends, but the closer we got, the more demanding they became. We grew apart over the years. When I was old enough, I quit school and went to work. In my second job, I got fired. I admitted I was responsible for human errors. The police came. I was on television and in the newspapers. Finally, I shut it off. I terminated the flow. My doctor sent me to a psychologist. He told me I have a low information drive. I think it comes from long stretches of living alone with no regular hours, from not leaving my apartment for days, maybe weeks, no television, no radio, the mail comes infrequently. It's either bills or a junk mail. I've canceled cable. I've let the phone go. I still get the morning paper. It piles up. The stories never change. It's like I read the same paper every day. In fact, I have a favorite paper. Tuesday, May 6th, 1997. I read it every day after I scan the new one and put it in the pile. In my Tuesday paper, there's a good story about communication between animals. How to understand what animals say. I lie on my couch. My fever seems to have lifted. I stare at my white walls. The light coming in through my window is stirred by the shadows of that locust tree. It's spring, and the new leaves blow in the wind. We've had a late snow. It's melting, dripping on my windowsills upstairs, a kind of percussive thaw. When the weather is good, I feel like going outside again. I'll walk close to the buildings and then move out into the open. I'll go down by the river and watch the birds swarming. I'll go out and feel the sun and the wind and be among the people again. The people who will never know me. Thank you. my own person. I'm one of a kind. I walk my own walk. I'm unique, discreet, disconnected, and hard to get a hold of. I'm surrounded by robots. They're just going through the motions. They listen to the same music. They recite the same lines. They have the same goals. They appreciate the same things. They're normal. They're cut out of the same mold. Even their laughs sound the same. They're like ants or bees. They seem to be part of a big picture that I don't belong to. I'm out of sync. I don't have a role, and for that I'm thankful, because the direction they're moving in is going nowhere fast or slow. They're going nowhere, nowhere at all. This or that. Actually, they didn't seem to know what they wanted. They just wanted me to cooperate. I couldn't bring myself to give in. It wasn't that they were so demanding. It just added up over all that time we spent together. They were the ones that sent me to school. Out again, to walk alongside the traffic, to feel part of the whole, to watch the blackbirds swarm, see the clouds drift across the sky, to feel the strong pull of the river, to feel the heat of the sun and the wind on my face. Watch the people wandering around, trying to manage all the different kinds of influence, their imperfect relationships, their trading partners, or changing religions, flipping hairstyles, or clothing, or even changing their facial features, losing weight, changing their diet, shifting their confinement or restrictions, drowning in the flow of the changing channels. But I've taken a different tact. I've learned how to reject orders, to ignore demands. I still want to belong, but I feel more comfortable when I maintain my distance. I don't mind being pushed around, as long as I can walk away, as long as I can maintain my distance.